Explore life beyond physics for deeper understanding. Physics has long explained our universe, yet it falls short when it comes to the origins and evolution of life. The theories of relativity and quantum mechanics, though powerful, cannot unravel the mysteries of how life emerges, changes, and becomes more intricate over time. Physics can map out the vast expanse of stars in the universe, but it can't predict the widespread existence of life within it. The future of life on Earth, while not random, remains uncertain. Constraint closure explains life's emergence, diversification, and complexity. Biology explains how life might exist widely across the universe. When cells or organisms develop a way to contain themselves, like with a cell membrane, they can control and use energy effectively, especially for reproducing. These basic structures kick-started Darwin's theory of natural selection, driving evolution forward. Life began with the formation of the first organisms, which kick-started a chain reaction of changes in the ecosystem. These early life forms transformed their surroundings, paving the way for new and varied life to evolve. As this process continued over time, a young biosphere thrived and expanded, resulting in an incredibly diverse ecosystem. This cycle of life perpetuated itself, leading to the emergence of a complex and rich variety of organisms. The Earth and the vast universe are incredibly diverse, but only a tiny portion of all possible complex molecules and life forms come into existence. Scientists say the universe is non-ergodic because it doesn't reach its full potential. This means that countless potential combinations and forms remain unrealized in the universe. Life sustains by capturing energy faster than it dissipates via entropy. Physicists affirm the universal tendency toward disorder, known as entropy, where phenomena like ice melting or tea cooling demonstrate this principle. Directed energy can momentarily counteract entropy, as seen in appliances like freezers or microwaves. Despite this natural trend, Earth's biosphere defies entropy with a growth in diversity and complexity. Clues from space, exemplified by the Murchison meteorite that landed in Australia in 1969, containing over 14,000 diverse molecules, suggest the possibility of similar diversity and complexity existing elsewhere in the universe. Life's various parts, like hearts, noses, ears, and feet, exist because they provide advantages to those who have them. The same principle applies to life itself. Life offers opportunities for more life to emerge, although it operates without strict rules and cannot be predicted by physics. Organs, such as hearts and lungs, serve the overall organisms, enabling them to survive and reproduce. Each living thing exists because of others, forming a complete biosphere. Since life exists in the universe, we can say the universe itself exists because life gives it meaning. Utilize energy for life's purpose. Life overcomes entropy by utilizing and controlling energy to perform tasks and establish order, albeit temporarily. Organisms use constraints to direct energy towards productive activities, such as sustaining themselves and reproducing. Eventually, this energy is released back as waste, contributing to the inevitable return to disorder. Cells create structures that focus energy and establish interconnected rules. As these systems develop, they eventually form cycles, allowing cells to replicate. This process represents the fundamental organization of life. Each organism maintains its own set of rules and characteristics, contributing to the diversity and complexity of life forms. In simple terms, rabbits give birth to more rabbits, and cats produce more cats. This process ensures that life continues to flourish and evolve. How did life start, and what sparked the first cell's creation? In the past, science suggested that life could appear on its own. But where did the very first cell come from? How did it come into being? In the 1950s, Stanley Miller demonstrated that life can emerge from non-living substances like amino acids, the building blocks of proteins. The Murchison meteorite may have supplied the necessary molecules for life, including lipids and liposomes that can create conditions conducive to life. Liposomes, which contain water, can divide and reproduce. There's a possibility that microscopic life could exist within water itself. The emergence of life likely happened by chance. Lifeless molecules are combined into chains called polymers, connecting and reconnecting endlessly. Eventually, a particular combination emerged that could process food molecules for energy, creating a primitive cell system just short of being alive. Computer models back this idea, showing how such events could plausibly occur over time through random processes. Advancements in lab experiments. Since the 1980s, scientists have been conducting experiments to recreate the conditions that might have kick-started life on Earth. In 1995, they achieved a breakthrough by developing a protein capable of reproducing itself. More recently, they've taken it further, creating self-replicating RNA molecules and chains of peptides that harness energy to form more complex peptides. These processes mimic the basic functions of cells and demonstrate how life could have emerged spontaneously. These experiments show that life's origins might not be as mysterious as once thought. Billions of years ago, diverse molecules began to interact, forming a complex mix. This interaction led to even more variety, ultimately resulting in the emergence of cellular life with metabolic functions around 3.5 billion years ago. Starting from basic forms, these cells gradually became more intricate and diverse over time. Life likely originated randomly in the early mix of chemicals. Picture a hot spring in Australia nearly 3.7 billion years ago. In this ancient pool, a basic molecule drifts, patiently awaiting the right ingredients to come its way so it can grow and make copies of itself. This molecule isn't alive because it lacks a metabolism of the chemical processes needed for life. However, within this bubbling hot spring, teeming with a variety of molecules much like those found in the Murchison meteorite, there might have been a kind of primitive metabolism that arose by chance from this molecular mix. This could have kick-started the path towards life as we know it. If enough early forms of metabolism develop alongside the molecules searching for them, they might eventually meet and combine. Mathematical models suggest this could happen about 200 million years after these molecules first appeared in the mix. Scientists suggest protocells as potential origins of life. Early life might have begun with the emergence of tiny protocells, which formed when certain molecules met and were encapsulated within protective liposomes. These protocells could have efficiently gathered energy and nutrients from their environment, akin to a primordial soup, while releasing waste. Within these liposomes, molecules could utilize available resources to grow and reproduce. As the liposomes expanded, they could have divided, leading to increased diversity and complexity in these early life forms. In today's primordial soups, water at the edges evaporates and then refills daily, creating a wet-dry cycle. When wet, tiny structures called liposomes drift apart. When dry, they join together, losing what's inside them. They break apart again when wet, grabbing molecules from other liposomes nearby. This mixing leads to random combinations and changes every day. As a result, polymers, proteins, RNA, and peptides continually swirl around, potentially forming the building blocks of early cells. Diverse life needs DNA or DNA-like conditions beyond protocells. The diversity seen in cells today comes from changes in genes due to mutations and gene mixing. These processes rely on protein making and other specific chemical actions, which were absent in the early Earth's chemical environment. Over millions of years, natural selection could have shaped early cells called progenotes. These cells didn't have extensive genetic backgrounds. Progenotes were efficient at converting energy, which helped them survive, multiply, and become more diverse. This led to stronger progenotes and marked the beginning of life. The appearance of protocells and progenotes brings significance to the universe. Even without consciousness, they show agency by coexisting and relying on each other. As they evolve, they start to sense their surroundings, taking in nutrients and avoiding toxins while drifting randomly. Natural selection favors protocells that develop this sensing ability, the ability to take action, and agency. Early life in a hot Earth lagoon. Around 3.5 to 4 billion years ago, we picture a hot Earth with a shallow lagoon inhabited by protocells, the earliest life forms. This lagoon experienced daily wet-dry cycles over countless years. Protocells drifted randomly, absorbing nutrients they encountered. One day, a protocell collided with a sticky peptide, attaching it to a rock within a nutrient-rich current. As a result, the protocell grew, divided, and eventually covered the rock with its descendants. The emergence of early life dynamics began with a fortuitous opportunity seized by a protocell, evolving into Earth's first filter feeder through natural selection and autonomous reproduction. By merely existing, this filter feeder created new chances for other protocells, including those capable of attaching to and digesting nearby cells, eventually evolving into Earth's initial predator after consuming the filter feeder. This encounter created a vast opportunity for the predator protocell, allowing it to multiply rapidly but not surpassing the filter feeder's reproduction rate, thereby establishing a delicate balance and paving the way for further growth and diversification of life on Earth. A new type of protocell. Picture a unique kind of protocell that can consume other protocells. One day, it encounters a predatory protocell on a rock and attaches to it. This new protocell thrives by feeding off what the predator protocell captures from filter feeder protocells nearby. In return, the third protocell secretes a substance that helps the original protocells attach to new rocks. This cycle spreads across the lagoon, creating a symbiotic relationship where each type of protocell relies on the others to survive and reproduce. Organisms and molecules shape environments for new life forms. Darwin proposed that life evolves through natural selection, where organisms adapt to each other and take advantage of available opportunities. Instead of niches being forced upon organisms, they shape and exploit these niches by interacting with one another. This suggests a more cooperative and interactive view of how life diversifies and evolves. This process encourages diversity and complexity, leading to a rich ecosystem where the presence of one species opens up opportunities for new species to emerge. Biologists describe how protocells adapt and diversify as Darwinian preadaptation. This means parts of an organism exist without an immediate purpose, but become useful when conditions change. In the lagoon scenario, protocells couldn't use their abilities until they encountered an opportunity and adapted. Similarly, feathers initially provided warmth, but later evolved to enable flight when the right conditions arose. Life's unpredictability challenges laws of evolution and complexity. The first protocell developed a peptide that extended outward due to a random mutation. These events occur unexpectedly and cannot be foreseen or explained by any mathematical formula or law. They simply happen by chance. Life continually expands and diversifies, leading to the vast array of ecosystems we see today, beyond rules, equations, and the laws of physics. Key points. 1. Life's origin challenges physics, hinting at untapped diversity in the vast universe. 2. Life uses energy to defy entropy, sustaining growth and diversity on Earth. 3. Chance interactions among molecules sparked life's emergence as adaptable protocells over billions of years. 4. Natural selection drives life's evolution through niche interactions, promoting diversity and complexity. 5. Early protocells evolved into filter feeders and predators, establishing symbiotic relationships. 6. Protocells exemplify Darwinian preadaptation, evolving parts without immediate purpose. 7. Life's expansion defies predictability, surpassing mathematical laws, and leading to diverse ecosystems.